It's Get Well Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. He's a kidney transplant surgeon and urologist. And this is Men's Health Month. He is Dr. Charles Modlin. Good morning, Dr. Charles. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right, Dr. Charles Modlin. You said let's go through the seven steps to better health and explain. Let's see. You got to protect your prostate, check your blood pressure, mind your cholesterol, don't ignore diabetes warnings, watch your weight, keep your kidneys in mind, exercise your body and brain.
Whew.
For men. Men got that's a lot
that's
for a man.
That's just on the first day.
that's a lot for us men to.
Well, it's a lot for us to do, but it's something that is attainable if we do it on a daily basis, and if we keep it in our collective consciousness, and we have some individuals in our lives that can help us do that. You know, this is Men's Health Month, and so it's time that we actually focus on improving our health and maintaining our health. Those seven steps that you indicated are just some of the things that we need to focus on.
How do you protect your prostate?
Well, the thing is, there are several different things to know about prostate. Not only prostate cancer, but benign conditions of the prostate. As men age, their prostates actually enlarge, and that can cause some voiding dysfunction. It can actually translate into other areas of concern for men, erectile dysfunction.
So don't get older?
Well, we can't avoid that.
So how do we protect it then?
Well, the thing is, it's important to eat very healthy, eat what we call a heart-healthy diet, low in fat. It's believed that a high fatty diet can actually potentiate or precipitate prostate cancer.
Is it true that you need to use it or you lose it?
Well, you know, we believe in the fact that sometimes when you talk about enlarged prostate, we do believe that actually, you know, utilizing your male system, I should say. I'm just trying to say it politely.
If you have a lot of sex.
Well, yeah, it can actually help relieve some of congestion in your prostate, but that's not necessarily proven.
Oh, no?
Because we sure hear that a lot, doctor.
We can't write it. We can't write a prescription for that, necessarily.
When y'all going to test on that? When y'all going to test that?
I'd like to come in for the test.
We need to know about that one, Doc.
Well, you know, one of the most important things for men to know is the importance of screening for prostate cancer. That's a way to protect your overall vitality and longevity. You know, black men in particular have twice the incidence of developing prostate cancer and dying from prostate cancer compared to white men. And the screening tests are very simple. You just get a blood test called a PSA and a digital rectal examination. Black men need to start screening for prostate cancer at the age of 40, whereas white men, unless they have a strong family history, at the age of 55. And you know, a lot of primary care physicians, family physicians, are not aware of the differences in recommendations for screening for prostate cancer. And, you know, I contend that every man should have a urologist. You know, much like every woman has a gynecologist to look at after their, you know, women's health issues, every man should have a urologist to help them maintain their prostate health, screen for prostate cancer, help maintain or prevent erectile dysfunction.
That's the sound you make.
Definitely when you go to see your urologist.
And the urologist means you're going to have that kind of digital exam, right?
Well, you know, we'd like to do the
sometimes they snap that glove and they have a camera crew and a whole crew and they go up in there and
we like to do the digital rectal examination, but I think most important also
it's
is that
as
PSA
much fun,
blood
huh?
Doc. We like to do the digital, but it's not as much fun.
It increases the sensitivity of detection if we can do both the exam and the blood test, the PSA blood test, prostate-specific antigen blood test. And what's considered a normal test really varies according to your race and your age.
Doc, I got a quick joke for you. A guy goes to get his neurologist test, and his doctor says, I said, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for what's not supposed to be there. I said, that long-ass tube ain't supposed to be there anyway.
If you have questions for the doctor, it is Men's Health Month, and he's Dr. Charles Modlin.
Modlin.
And he is available for the next hour at 646-4464 for your questions on men's health. It's Men's Health Month.